Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter W. W says woo, woo. And we are going to have a great time. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow the directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's going to be okay. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? All right, let's start. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you don't know or in case you forgot. And when you are finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You won't need it for a while. We're going to do some coloring first. So at the top of your page, there's a picture. And in that picture, there are several things that begin with the letter W and make the W sound. So we're going to start with the boy. His name is William, and his name begins with the letter W, and it makes the W sound, William, William, yes. So let's color William's t-shirt. Let's color his t-shirt green. Find some kind of a green crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect green, and let's color his t-shirt green. So this is William. And William's name begins with the letter W, and it makes the W sound. So I can practice by saying W, William, W. W, William, W. You try it. Good. W, William, W. That's his name, William. I have had a William in my class before. Maybe your name is William, or you know someone named William. All right, I finished coloring William's shirt, so I'm putting down my green crayon. I'll give you a few more seconds for you to finish. 3, 2, 1. Now, let's look at the object that William is standing next to. What is that a picture of? Wagon. Does wagon begin with the letter W? Wagon. Yes, it does. Let's color that wagon red. Find some kind of a red crayon, and let's color the wagon red. We'll color the wagon and the handle red. Ready, go. So wagon begins the same way as William. Wagon starts with the letter W, and it says W. W, wagon, W. W, wagon, W. Wagon and William both begin the same way. William has a wagon. William has a wagon. All right, so our wagon is red. Colored the handle and the wagon red. And I'm pretty much finished. But now I want to color the tires on the wagon or the wheels on the wagon black. So if you don't have a black crayon, you could use your pencil because that'll be a nice gray color, or find your black crayon and let's color the wheels on the wagon black. Wheels begin with the letter W also. W, wheel, W, wheel, the wagon has two wheels that we can see. There are probably two other wheels on the other side that we cannot see because a wagon usually has four wheels. So William has a wagon with four wheels. For real. William has a wagon with four wheels. For real. Yes. They all begin with W and they all say what sound? Yes. W, wheel. I'm sorry, I'm going to start again. W, wheel, W. There you go. Mrs. Oldham lost her train of thought. All right, put down your black crayon in 3, 2, and 1. Now, boys and girls, should we color the grass by the wagon? Does that start with the letter W and say W, grass? Nope, we're going to leave that alone. How about the wall in the background? Do you see the wall? It's a long wall. Yes, wall. W, wall, W. Let's color the wall gray. Now, if you don't have a gray crayon, like I said, you could use your pencil. It makes a really nice gray color, and you can color with your pencil. So let's color the wall gray. Wall begins the same way as William and wagon and wheel. They all begin with the letter W, and they all begin with the sound W. Wagon, wheel, William, wall. W, W, W. The wall is in front of the wagon. It's in front of William. William has a wagon with four wheels. It's all by the wall. It's all by the wall. It's all by the wall. Because wall starts with W. And wall says W. And that's why we are coloring the wall. That's my W song. I'm making it up because that is what I do. W says W. W says W. W says what? Yes, W says W. W, wall, W. You try it. Good. W, wall, W. Excellent, friends. Nice job. Okay. I am almost finished coloring my wall gray, my wall gray. So that tells me you're probably close to finishing your wall gray too. So I'll give you about 8 more seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I see a soccer ball. Do you see the soccer ball in the grass? Should we color the soccer ball? Does that begin with the letter W? No, we're going to leave the soccer ball alone. What about worm? There are two worms in the picture. Yes, those begin with the letter W. You can hear it. W-w-worm. W-w-worm. Okay, look at the worm by the grass. The worm by the grass. Let's color that worm. The one that's by the grass. Let's color that one purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon and color that worm purple. So we're coloring the worm by the grass. Worm. W-w-worm. W-worm. W-worm. You can hear it. Worm. W-w-worm. So we're coloring the worm by the grass purple. I just finished. So take a few more seconds. 5. Finished or not. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Put your purple crayon down. Now let's color the worm in front of the wagon. It's kind of over by William. Do you see the worm by William? Let's color that worm orange. Find an orange crayon, some kind of an orange crayon, and let's color the worm in the front orange. W, worm, W. A worm is by the wagon. Worm, wagon, William, all begin with the letter W. Worms are kind of gross, if you ask me. But these don't look so bad. These are kind of cute. Worm. We're coloring one of our worms orange, the one that's up front near William. And then we colored the other worm purple, the one that was in the back by the grass. I finished coloring my worm orange. So you should be close to finish too. Take 5 more seconds. With a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put down your orange crayon. Okay, how about that big thing right there by the worm? Do you know what that's called? Do you know what that's called? It's called a windmill. Windmill. And that propeller at the top, the little T cross X-y looking thing, that will spin if there's wind. So let's color the windmill. That can be a couple of different colors. We could color the squares on the windmill one color and the rest of the windmill another color. So let's find, let's find our yellow crayon. And let's color the squares on the windmill. The squares yellow. Color those in yellow. The ones on the windmill. The squares. The squares. Let's color those yellow. So windmill. Windmill. Starts with the letter W. W, windmill, W. W, windmill, W, windmill. You can hear it. So if I count the squares on the front of the windmill, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 squares on the front of the windmill. Or rectangles, squares. You know what I'm talking about, I hope. I hope. Okay. I finished coloring my yellow squares. Now, let's find some kind of a blue crayon and we'll color the rest of the windmill, all the whole thing, the rest of it, we'll color the whole thing blue. Ready, go. This is a big windmill. So don't get behind and start coloring that windmill blue, coloring the rest of it blue. So windmill, William is near the windmill. He's near some worms. He has a wagon. Yep. He has a wagon. And he's by the wall. These are all words that begin with W and make the W sound. Make the W sound. So here's another word that begins with the letter W. Work. Work. We are doing some letters and sounds work. We are working on the letter W. W says W. W, work, W. Those begin with the letter W. Work. Another word that begins with the letter W and makes the W sound at the beginning is wonder. Wonder. I wonder if you're almost finished coloring your windmill. I wonder what William will do with those worms or with his wagon. Okay, that was a big windmill, but I finished coloring the whole thing blue except for my yellow squares. Those are still yellow. So I put down my blue crayon. I know it's a big windmill, so I'll give you about 10 more seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, finished or not, 4, 3, 2 and 1, please put down your blue crayon and find your pencil. We're going to do some writing. Let's look at number 1. If you go across, you're going to see 3 W's in a row. Those are uppercase W's. We can also call them capital W's. We're going to trace them. Start on number 1 and trace the very first capital W with your pencil. Go ahead and trace it. W. Move over and trace the next one. Capital W, W. Move over and trace the next one. W, W. Move over. There is nothing to trace. That's because I want you to write your own. Write your own capital W. Write neatly. W, W. Move over. Do it again. Practice writing your capital W. W says W. And one more time, write one more capital W for W. Now look at number 2. There are 3 lowercase W's in a row. Let's trace those. Trace the first one, W. Move over, trace that one, W. Move over, trace that one, W. Move over, there is nothing there. What shall we do? Yes, let's write our own lowercase W. Do it again. W. Do it a third time. W. So you should have traced 3 lowercase W's and written your own 3 times too. Now let's look at number 3. You will see a line of dark black letters. We're going to circle the capital, the uppercase W's that we find. We're on number 3. Go ahead and look for them and circle them. Capital W, uppercase W. We're on number 3. Don't circle the letters we traced or wrote on our own. Just the ones, the dark black letters on number 3. Okay, how many capital W's did you find? Me too, I found 3 also. Now stay on number 3 and circle the lowercase W's. Look for the lowercase W's. We're still on number 3. Dark black letters, don't circle anything we traced or anything we wrote. Okay, number 3, how many lowercase W's did you circle? I did too, 3. So we have 3 capital W's, and now we have 3 lowercase W's, and they're all on number 3. Now let's move to number 4. There are some pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. You circle it if it begins with the letter W and makes the W sound. Number 4, the first picture is watch. Watch. Yes, circle it. That says W at the beginning. The next picture is whale. Whale. Yes, circle it. W, whale, W. The next picture is four. Four. Should we circle it? No, that doesn't start with W. The next picture is leaf. No, leave it alone. How about pear? No, leave it alone. The last picture is window. Yes, circle it. So boys and girls, we circled watch, whale, window. And we finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.